Okay, welcome to the pre-show. I just got to tell Alex, you know, let's get our shit together with this fucking Samcast. Okay, I know it's early, and I hate to be a grousey guy, but I don't want to have more shit to do. I want to have less shit to do, okay? And whatever we're doing with the Samcast and whatever we're doing with the show, that's great. I'm glad to do it, but let's do it so that it is an easy thing to deal with and not some fucking complicated thing, or we're just going to stop doing it, you know? Because what I want to do is use the Samcast and use the live feed so that we can transition anything. So if we're playing yesterday's podcast, that's great. If I want to stop that and I want to do something live here, I want to do it. And I don't want people to have to reboot, and I don't want all of that bullshit. If that's the case, we're not going to do this. Plain and simple. I mean, we're just not going to do it because I don't want to have to fucking hassle something, man. We don't need one more thing that's going to fuck up. It's a great idea. I think I really do like that idea because it does help plug the podcast that we did. If I'm coming off real grumpy, you guys, it's like I've got this whole fucking day of shit. And once again, did I get any fucking sleep? No. All right. We'll be back with you guys at 9 o'clock. All of you tune in and listen live, folks. And then we'll tell you a little bit more at that time. Okay, welcome. What the fuck is going on here, man? Okay, anyway, welcome to the pre-show. You know, we gotta be smart around here. We gotta start thinking about stuff before it happens, instead of doing it while it's happening. You know. I want this thing turned off. Boom, it's off. I don't get it. I don't know what we're doing here. Anyway, hi. This is the part of the BSP pre-show that is our show prep period. I gotta plug this in. Oh my fucking god.
Shit, get fucked up, man.
How the fuck did that happen? How did the fucking cord get underneath?
Well, you are in a mood today, Mr. Henry.
Yes, I am. You know, I've got, like, Bobby Dooley today with Dr. Drew, and a podcast, and another podcast, and this fucker, and then something going on after the Dr. Drew podcast, having to do with some other shit. I'm not going to be back here until fucking 7 or 8 o'clock tonight, you know? And I got like one fucking hour of sleep last night, I think. Maybe two. And then the other question that I need to answer here, Alex, is what... Are we going to play this thing after the show? So does that start? Or is there dead air and then we just magically... Anyway, let's see. I had a really good time last night. I was on Debbie Daly does a internet radio show on... There's a million of these fucking networks, you know, blogs, blog talk, this shit, that shit, whatever. And Debbie is all over the fucking map over there, man, doing something on the internet. And so I was on her show, and we were talking about internet radio and how to monetize that, how to get advertisers interested, subscription models and things like that, right? And I told her, I said, you know, it's a tricky thing. And she says, well, you can look, you can Google my name and you can see me. I'm all over the place. Why, I was told by someone that I was on in England, and I was part of their breakfast time, you know, chat thing. And I said, well, that's great. You know, that's fantastic. It shows that there's interest. I said, but you're not making any money on that, are you? She said, no. I said, so I don't understand why are you excited about that, you know? See, there's people that will go so far and this isn't Debbie, by the way, but there are people that will go so far as to actually try to convince you and themselves that they don't care about money, they just care about having a radio show. That's how sexy and how much they masturbate over the idea of having a radio show. They'll do it for free. They'll work for free. And because these non-professional, sort of amateur, I'm going to do this in my garage, in my spare time, when I'm not at work selling insurance or being a dentist or being a hardware store owner, those are the people that drag everybody else down with them and cause the rest of us to have to hire lawyers and go out and protect our material. And that's what Debbie is in the midst. Right now, she's just realizing what's happening. She's got all these places that are taking her feed, and she was excited about that. And I said, well, that's great, but you're not making any money. So, you know, you have to realize here that you've got to, you know, at some point, try to monetize that. And the first thing you have to do is protect that content. So we went off, you know, talked about that shit. it was an interesting conversation. It's not one that I want to keep on having with people. You know what I mean? It's like it was fun, and it's fun for 2 hours to talk about the industry, you know. But you pretty soon realize that people have to get this. It's part of the entrepreneurial, you know, the reality, and you have to, you know, kick some ass and take some names when it comes to that kind of shit. Now, I'm a little discombobulated because yesterday we had Elcott doing his thing, and I believe the last thing we heard was that Whiff Bailey got thrown through a window by Dean Wheeler because Whiff had been attaching electrodes to Dean's, as Dean said, vagina. You know, I don't know how that happened, but so that was very weird. And Elcott, and then the entire Elcott program ended with a phone call between Dean and Dr. Elcott that Dean didn't think was on the air, and I don't think Dr. Elcott knew it was on the air. Just suddenly a pot was left open, and this, as Dean is telling him, you know, how much he's, you know, Elcott's ruined his life, and he lost his Elcott franchise and all kinds of shit. So that was kind of a weird thing. The show, I haven't even mentioned the show the other night. I can't thank you guys enough for turning up another sellout show and another really good time. A really kind of crazy show for me because I lost all the blocking at some point. I was just all over the fucking stage, you know. And I was improvising a lot of stuff from Pastor Rennick came out. And I improvised some Vernon Dozier shit and improvised some more Chris Norton stuff. And when you do that, you know, you sort of break up what you had set. But I knew I was going to do that, and I think that when you lose all that blocking, which is specifically where you are on the stage, you stop it being so much about the presentation, and it's just more about the humor and the content, the actual lines, the improvised lines. This means talking, I guess. I don't know what am I doing with that? So that's kind of what happened there. And but nonetheless, it was a lot of fun. I don't know what that cue at the end of the show. I couldn't hit the cue again. I'll have to look into that. But it was still just a lot of fun. It's more and more experience doing the show And it is the last one at the Hollywood Improv for a while because we are now going to take the next one to Irvine. And that will be on the 11th of September. And it is a much bigger theater. It's like another size bigger than the Hollywood Improv. And so that'll be great. And there are a lot of people who have been shut out of getting tickets for the show. You can now go down to the Improv in Irvine and see the show. The World of Phil Henry, Truth is Our Bitch. And that starts, well, now. Tickets are available right now.
Yo, hold on.
Let me see if I can't bring that up. If you'll pardon me saying up. In the meantime, let me see if I can't... This hour, Berman and Michaela? What the hell does that mean, Berman and Michaela? Oh, this goddamn thing. Look at this, man. This thing's fucked up here. Look at how fucked up that is. It's pretty fucked up, you know? International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. What do you want to bet that the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews was started by a Christian? And the reason why I say that is not to say anything bad about the Jewish people or Jewish institutions. It's to say that Christians are always the ones that are knocking on doors and going, hey, listen, why don't we get together? And their agenda, of course, is to turn the world Christian. So I would, if I were you Jewish people, watch these guys, man. They may say they're doing it for charity, but it's really to fatten the rolls of Christians and to thin out the ranks of the Jews. I'm kidding. Well, I don't know, am I? I'd hate to be, you know, what the fuck am I looking at here? Oh, this is American Hero Channel. God damn, do I love this. But this is chicken shit. This is about, there's no war here. I want war. I'm joking around. What is this? Something they're building in China or something they're tearing down in China? That's got to be China. Mainland China. Why? Because that's exactly how construction workers dress over there in sports jackets. All right. They do. I mean, it's a great country, China. It's a, obviously, see, that's a Chinese guy, and that's a Chinese guy, and this is a Chinese guy's. No more I love yous. I think anybody that went to the show the other night recognizes what that was. let me just tell you. I used to be lunatic. From the gracious days. Woohoo! That was really fun, man. That was, and we did a lot of physical. I got to tell you, the high points of the show for me were the physicality that we put into Dean Wheeler. Jay Santos demonstrated the spin move that he uses to get into a house so that he can search people's panty drawers and shit. He demonstrated. He did this kind of, you know, and then Vernon Dozier demonstrated how he just told the cheerleaders to get the fuck off his field. When they were telling him what to do and how to do it, you know, you're going to tell me how to do it? Because the cheerleaders are saying, go get a touchdown, go get a touchdown. Ted Bell came out and introduced Steve Ozell. One of the things that I have to remember to always do, and see, you get lost in the middle of I have to, and I do it most of the time, but sometimes I space, especially with Steve Ozell. You got to give the biographical information for a lot of these characters, because there's folks there for the very first time. They don't know what the fuck it is that you are, you know, talking about. I mean, they don't, who's Steve Ozell, you know? And sure enough, I just heard from Liz Gerna. By the way, Liz, you are just really fucking great people, man. Liz is a singer and a songwriter and a musician, and she does a lot of things. She has been to every one of our one-man shows thus far. You know, she was in San Francisco. She went up and made a special trip to San Francisco to see us. She came to the Improv on the 5th of June. She was there the other night, and she brought somebody with her this time, and that's what that is all about. It's bringing new people to the show, and so you have to, you know, you got to have your shit together when that happens, because you get new people to the show, those are the people that go out and they tell somebody else or what have you. So, you know, it's all very interconnected, and I can't really get into it now, but you'll see, you'll know, and when you know, then you'll see, and I'm just there. We're just kind of going between things, you know. Oh, shit, I missed out the, wait a minute, man. Today's the 1st of August, so I actually missed observing with you the anniversary of the start of World War One. Now, not that that's some big festive event, and only history freaks like me and some of you guys would understand that, but it was the 100th year anniversary of World War One on the 28th, which was this past Monday, and we totally just blew past that because, you know, I had my mind on other things like me. And it does sort of make me feel, makes me feel bad. It makes me feel like I don't give a fuck about human beings, which I don't. But I want to pretend like I do. And that blows it. That blows it. Ah, fuck, that's good. Got my face trimmed down, skinned, you know, that goddamn beard was like, what are you talking about? I must be, you know how they say that if you're healthy, your hair grows, you know, long, or your hair grows quickly? Maybe that's not true, but let's say it is. I must be strong like bull, you know, because my fucking hair in 1 month was a shot during the coldest day of the harshest winter. Okay. What the fuck is this? VH1? Oh, get the fuck out of here, man. How do we get VH1 in this mother... What is this, man? What the Oh, not that. Jesus. You kidding me? Man, I wouldn't watch that fucking VH1 for all of that. That goddamn... No, bitch. No more I love you. All right, there we go. Of course, now it's back on... I don't like that now. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want China's mega dam. You know, that's my thing. That's what I look at. I look at China's mega dams. I love to look at all. Look at it. Look at this. You think we got our shit together enough to do this shit? Hell no. These Chinese. Now, that's a Chinese city there. You see how fucked up that look? Man, they got more goddamn smog in that fucking town. What are all these buildings in China? What did that one building mean? It looked like a baseball stadium, but you know it ain't. Now, see this? That's a one-way street, man. All them trees, all that shit, that's a one-way street. Okay. All right, so far I'm good. I'm good with all this. There's a lot of cars now in China. When I was there in the early 80s, there wasn't a fuck. There were like 3 or 4 cars, and they were all owned by Communist Party heavy hitters, and the rest of the thing was everybody's in bicycles. See, this is China. This is the consumer nature of the Chinese. Very, very much a consumer society. And all of these little innovations, look at the motorcycles now are happening. People are now dressing a little bit more individually and a little bit, but you still see people going down the road there carrying buckets of shit, or whatever. I shouldn't say that, but, you know, look at that. Now, here is a building that looks like really, what the fuck is that, man? Oh, that's a dike. So that's obviously protecting the city. Or where are we? Is this, what city is this? Where am I? Who am I? What am I talking about? Where am I? No, that's the Yangtze River, which I did spit into once, and I might have even pissed into it. One of the things about China is you'll see buildings, and they're completed, and then for like weeks you'll see just piles of shit around those buildings. That's the construction material that nobody's bothered to go and, you know, pick up and take away. It's kind of interesting. Now here's Fuling City. So you can see, I mean, it looks like a shithole, but it's getting better. And I think that one of these days, when I get more color coordinated, I think my jacket, my tie, they'll all be white. That's what I want. Now here you see on this map, what I drew is the way this is supposed to look. Right now, not quite. Okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. I understand why you don't want to invest. But I think if you give me now here, God damn it, I told them no army guys, no cops. It makes people think we're still pulling fingernails out. All right, here's a bunch of, see, ain't this beautiful? This is what we do over here. Here's a lady with a newspaper on her head. I don't know what that is. And here's the river, and there's all that shit. So you can see that as this bullshit continues to, what do you want to call, evolve, you're seeing all of these wonderful pictures and play. Here's a boat. See, we got boats, huh? There's some people over here. So it's very lovely. Very lovely. There's a gigantic fish there in the front. Is that a fish? Oh, it's a rock. Sorry. It's been a long time for me. Now, you'll notice that these old pictures here, the old dike and all that, some old dirty dike, you know, excuse me for saying that. Oh, it was a carving of a fish that I guess the communists, which was back before I was born when, you know, when Mao had a lot of weight that he was pulling around. And nowadays, it's about the dollars, you know, it's about the euros, it's about the yuan, it's about the yuan and your mama yuan. But it ain't about this commie stuff, right? So we're trying to downplay this bullshit because it was good, you know, Mao, nice guy, I met him once. He was dead, but I did, you know, wave to him as I walked by that, you know, they had him in plastic or something. Now, look at this, huh? Ain't that modern? It's like I ain't been over there yet. I don't know what that is. Looks like a castle or some shit. Oh, I know what it is. That's the dike, the water thing that keeps the river from flooding the whole GD city. Christ, that's the first thing everybody wants to know when I become mayor. Were you going to keep, see all this stuff? They used to tear this stuff down. Now we like the tourists like this. And I said to this guy, I said, what do you want to tear this stuff down for when the tourists like it? He says, it's that old reactionary colonial bullshit. I said, bullshit. This is what makes us money. He goes, oh, yeah? I said, yeah, you goddamn, get out of my way, man. So I had to come in. I had to make sure they didn't tear this shit down. Look at this. See how lovely this is? This is the way our ancestors lived. Now, the commies, they didn't like it. Represented all that old school, you know, running around with a fucking funny hat on and driving those rickshaws. Here's a guy from OTC Travel. I like this guy. He's a friend of mine, Darren Pulever. And Darren is very stylish. Here's Sunshine China. Now, I told him, I said, what is that? They said, well, I don't know. What's a nice sign? See all these Americans? Now, these are all Americans. They're not Europeans. They're Americans. There's a gentleman there. He said, you know, and you see, we line everybody up in case there's some shit we want to sell. And we make sure the Americans, here's the old lady's here. Would you like a map? See, look. And I said, do we have to have the old lady? She's nice, but she's all crippled up, and it makes these Westerners think that, you know, we haven't defeated polio or something. Now, here is a real piece of tale. This is the World Commissioner on Dams. And I said, really wasting her, aren't you? And they go, ha, 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 aren't you funny? And I say, you know what? You got to give a guy a break. Now back to Phil Hendry. Well, thank you very much, Poo Singh, or whatever the fuck your name is.
I said the name's Eric.
The name's Eric. Yeah, okay, Eric. Hey, what do you want from me, Phil? You know, I'm just fucking around. God damn, man. I'm fucking around. Oh, you guys are very touchy in America, too, you know. Bork. Ta-da! Hey, very classy. I give me shit. All right. Wow, man. I gotta do a show for tomorrow. I don't know what we're gonna do. But that'll be tomorrow. Anyway, welcome here to the Phil Hendry Show. This morning I got an idea that I'm gonna resurrect the Milwaukee Lions this year. And bring back the Lions and make it so the thirst for Lion football is satiated and I don't wind up working 7 days a week, 8 hours a fucking day to do that shit. Because I was doing it all, like, real... I mean, everything, man. I was doing all the other games. I created a whole league so that the Lions existed in a real universe. That was the whole point of that. The whole point of the Lions, of doing that, was that, you know, we sort of satirized the whole super fan, you know, play-by-play thing, and made it as specific to the reality as possible. Because, I mean, that's, to me, that's what's really funny, is when you take a reality and you bend it a little bit, but you don't create a whole clownish atmosphere. And I know that, you know, like, what we do in the morning seems clownish, but it's grown out of something, so it keeps on evolving, you know.
And, you know, when I talk to Phil, I'll say to him, so good morning.
Good morning.
You didn't say good morning in a nice way.
You notice we there's nothing really broad about what we do in the morning. It's just real. Anybody that tries anything really broad and sketchy, we make fun of them. Wow, what is that, man? Look at that. What is that? Oh, that's a river? The fuck is that? Oh, it's a rendering of some kind. I don't know. I don't know whether that was real or not. All right. I've got plenty of nothing, and nothing got plenty of me. Do 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 do. Bitch's music, motherfucker. Dominic, yeah? Oh, you're pissing me off now.
What? Oh, I see. Oh, it went the other way.
All right, are we ready to go? Yeah, I think we are. I mean, I don't know. We're going to get back to our folks. We'll do a thorough postmortem on the show. David G. Hall is going to join us. We'll have Bob Bakian, of course, do some traffic. And see how it goes, man. All right, here we go. Okay, good morning. Welcome to our Listen Live and our TuneIn listeners. I'm going to be rocking and rolling here in just a moment with the start of our live feed of our show. It is a podcast later on. This is a webcast, see? The live stream is a webcast. As I was reminded last night by my dear, close, personal friend, Debbie Daly, not the Debbie Daly who talks like she's got a mouthful of shit. Excuse my French, but we're talking about Debbie Daly down there in Dallas. Debbie Daly down in Dallas. Debbie's down in Dallas, and she's got a show, and she said, now, the podcast, Phil, is the actual podcast, which means it goes right to your pod. And I go, okay, great, fine, whatever. And I call it on demand, but fuck it, you know. Radio, we ain't calling the shots in radio anymore, okay? We fucked up. We missed our calling. Okay. Hold on, hold on. I'm going to be right with you guys. If you are just joining us, we are grateful as hell that you're with us. We're going to be right into the beginning of our podcast. We've got, we're going to do a little bit of a post-mortem that's a terrible way of saying it. We'll do a post-mortem, whatever you would say if something was living as opposed to dead. We're going to do a post, it was alive, now it's dead? No. We're going to talk about the show from the other night. I was going to say post-toasty, but you'd have to be, you'd have to know what I'm talking about, unless they don't make those anymore, unless they still do make them anymore. Wow. All right, folks, it is time now for the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's the wrong song.
That's the wrong song. Oh, you fucking fool, man.
Hold on, man. Jesus Christ. What in the fuck? Sorry, sports fans.